Have you ever seen any of those things, any mushrooms around here?
No. Country don't grow them.
Have you ever called anything like a toadstool? Have you ever heard of a toadstool?
No, I certainly not know who.
There's a food that's grown a lot overseas, and sometimes instead of having potatoes, you have, you know, you put gravy on it, and it's not too much. It's not grown in Georgia anywhere. You have to grow it in with a lot of water and in a swamp kind of thing. Ever have rice?
Yes.
What? How do you fix it?
Well, you can handle it. Well, you know, we, most people fix it. It's a morning meal. They just boil it and put gravy over.
Or what?
That rice.
Okay. And,
the black pepper and season it up.
Have you ever heard any terms for homemade whiskey? The kind that you don't buy in the store?
Yeah, I've heard them say there's a different thing to make that homemade whiskey. Some people say it by, we can't buy it out of the store. I mean, it's a thing called Schultz. That's good. Some people used to say, go and crew and get the comb. The little girl's speech at the exhibition said instead of putting that cone in bread in the beer barrel, you ought to turn that cone to bread and quit drinking that shine. Mm-hmm.
You call it shine?
Yes.
Any other names for it?
Oh, yeah. Some of them call it
liquor.
Yeah, some of them call it whiskey. Some of them call it a dram. Some of them call it a eye-opener. Getting sleepy, drink some. I ain't never drunk none, but till you drink it, wake you up. Get ready to talk to you.
any names specifically for homemade liquor?
Yes, you call it homemade liquor. Homemade skull cap.
Skull cap?
Skull cap, I've heard them call. I've heard them call it homemade shine. I've heard them call it cotton. You got all kind of names for it. I've heard them calling it look, gram, and everything. You got a bunch of names for it. But look at if I lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I got the loss, I've seen a little. But never drank none in my life. I would say, just tell you the truth. I always had two other men on colored people's bad habits. I was afraid I couldn't live with liquor. And I always told my mama after I got about 12 years old, if somebody, that's a girl or boy, man or woman, put a knife in my back, and I didn't know who put it in there, my head wasn't going to be so full of liquor, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And if I told her or anybody else anything today, and they asked me tomorrow, Rick, you told me so-and-so, I could say, yes, sir, I told you, no, my dear. I didn't tell you today with whiskey, and tomorrow no whiskey. I didn't fool with no whiskey.
It's mighty commendable. Very few people have never taken a drink in their life.
And I believe